Okay, today's shiur is Mitzvah Ayin Gimel. That's what we are up to. And again, as I said, I will try to do as best I can this week. I might try to get one or two up next week on one day. So just make sure you stay in. Might be none one day and two the next day. So just stay in the flow and see what mitzvah you're up to. Okay, anyway, let's just do the one that's on our table right now. Mitzvah Ayin Gimel. Shelo le'echol treifa. Not to eat a treifa. The Torah says right here where we're up to. In the pasuk that we are up to, be anshe kodesh tihiyun li, be holy people for me, ubasar basade treifa lo sochelu, and meat of a treifa you're not allowed to eat, la kelav tashlichon oso, give it to a dog. Meaning whatever treifa means, which we'll mention in a second, it is aser to eat. It's not aser to get benefit from, because it says you can give it to your dog. So it's only aser ba'achila, not aser b'ha'na'a. So this is, we've had before, isuri achila, we had gidanasha, back in mitzvah number three. But this is the first, I think, of the hilchas kashrus, the general hilchas kashrus that we have. Shenemar, so now the chinuch says, shol echam na treifa shenemar, ubasar basade treifa lo sochelu. The meat of a treifa in the field one should not eat. Umashmo is hanigla, because of zeh. And the simple understanding of this pasuk is, because there's going to be a less than simple understanding, but the simple understanding is, lahaziranu al behema shetarfa zev o ari basadeh, to warn us against eating an animal that got ripped open or torn at by a wolf or a lion. Nitraf, right? What do we say about Yosef? Tarof taraf Yosef. So Nitraf means grabbed at, ripped at. Vishatarfa b'inyan shina tuyala musbaterfa hu. And the animal is going to die because of this attack that happened against it. That is treifa. That's the pashtus of the mitzvah. You're not going to eat an animal that was attacked by another animal. What does that halachically mean for us? As we'll see in a second, whenever an animal has a certain type of mum, that it will die within a certain amount of time, that animal is usher to eat. Even if that animal gets a proper shechita, even if I shech the animal before it dies, it doesn't matter, that is called a treifa. If an animal dies without shechita, that hopefully we'll get back to later in the mitzvah, if it dies without shechita, that's called an nevela. Nevela is also usher to eat. There's a difference between treifa and nevela. Nevela also makes you tame. Nevela is metame. Treifa is not metame you. If you shecht an animal properly, and it has a problem in its lung, it has a problem in its something else, that's called a treifa, and that is what this isser is. You're not allowed to eat that. Continues the chinuch. Devadai ein b'mashma shim naga barosh azna otalash mitzimra shetikra treifa bakach. Obviously, we're not talking about a case where it just got a little bruise. It got tugged at its ear. That's not what exactly we're talking about here. Elavade hamashmos hanachon va'kabala masayes b'kachu. But again, the simple interpretation says the chinuch shenitrafa bichdei shetamus l'shaul v'zman karov. It was nitraf that is going to die shortly. What does shortly mean? How do you define treifa? Chazal tell us in Chulin, second parak in Chulin. That's where all these sugis are. The parak is elu treifas. Shezman hu shana achas. 1 year. The animal is going to die within 1 year because of his wound, so that is called, according to Chazal, a treifa. Period. Va'od, and also understand, yesh la'avin la'kol maven. Everyone understands. Kilo tak pit atara kishigia la'treifa zeh de'zebo ariyodo. It doesn't matter what type of animal. Oh, it's only us or a treifa if a lion or a tiger or a bear attacked it. No. That's what the natural case the Torah says. Ella shetasar kol behema hamukamaka hamevilit osaladimaves al kopanim. If it has this kind of wound, even if it happened naturally, even if it fell down and it became a treifa, even if it just was born with a problem, all of these are in the category of treifa. You don't have to actually be attacked by an animal. Vehema makos shemanu osan chachamim shema misos, and they're all listed there in Maseches Chulin, where the Torah the Chazal list off all the treifas. Zeh aklal kol she'en kamo chaya treifa, whichever doesn't live, is called a treifa. Vizeo shamar bakasu basadeh lavdafka, also what the Torah says in the field is also lavdafka. Doesn't have to be in the field. El shederach hakasav ludaber lolom behoveh. The Torah talks about behoveh, talks about common cases. Usually animals get attacked in the field. That is the pshuto shel pasuk, an animal that was attacked or has the type of wounds of being attacked, that's us. Next paragraph. V'gamkei nitzrach lichtov basadeh. But the word basadeh does teach us something else, according to Chazal. a deeper idea of treifa. Kedilalamid bo'od dvar machirim rabim. To teach us many other halachas. Meaning, and here's a beautiful line of the chinuch. Ki divrei ha-Torah nidrashim lakam apanim. We know every pasuk in the Torah can be darshined in various directions. Yislabshu bimachutz levush malchus. On the outside, the Torah wears royal garments. Sheish umeshi verikma tahorim. Beautiful tapestries, beautiful robes. But that's just the physical letter in front of you. That's the outside. The written word is the lavush. Umi bifnim yezav raf peninim. Underneath there's gold, there's pearls. The lavush zeh yapasak hanigla. The lavush is the part of the pshuto shel mikra. The Gemara says in Yevamos, ein hamikra yotzei mei pshuto. You always understand the pshuto, but there's always so much more underneath. There's always all the Torah Shabbat Peh. Vahanira ba Yosef betchilas ha'iyun lalamid ala treifa levad. Kamosha kasavnu, just looking at a pasuk on the cursory level, teaches us treifa. V'al basar menachai shebechal treifahu, or teaches us a piece of meat from a live animal that is also a treifa. But umayshe bifnimhu, but there's an inside to the psukim too. What's the inside? Meaning that word basada teaches us something. Basada means in the field. Basada means outside the normal boundaries. Because there are no boundaries in a field. So Chazal learned from there, any animal that goes outside of its boundaries is treif. By the way, this is where we get the word treif from. Not everything that is treif, what we call treif, is treifa. If you have pig, pig is treif. No, pig is not kosher. Treif comes here from the word treifa. So it says, what's the bifnim, but what's the hidden meaning of treifa melameid al kol basar shi'asa chutzlim chitzaso shi'asa v'nasa treifa. Any animal that goes outside of its where it's supposed to be. For example, karbanis. The karban is an iser yotze, the psul yotze. Psar kachi kachim shi'asa chutz la'azara. Kachi kachim I have to eat inside the azara. If it goes out of the azara, it becomes nifsa. Why? Where's the pasuk in the Torah that says you're not allowed to eat a karban that goes outside of its spot? Right here, this pasuk. Because the pasuk says, basadeh, anything in the sadeh. Sadeh has no walls. Doesn't have any boundaries. So anything, any animal that's out of its boundaries is treif, is pasul. Ubasar kachim kalim, shesachos lachoma, or kachim kalim that go out of Yerushalayim. Ubsar pesach, carbon pesach that goes out of its chabura. All of these are also this one. V'chein ha'ubar, sheyatzachos lamiayimo. If a baby animal, the fetus sticks its arm out of the mother before it shechted, then that arm is treif. That arm went out of its machitza. All of that are halachas included in the hidden meaning of this pasuk. Shazel, skip a line. Shazel, lashon sadeh she'en lo machitzas. This is a beautiful example, says the chinuch of, you have the levush, you have the outside, and then you have the inside, where Chazal learned from it. Related to this, we mentioned in another context, a thought of the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, in his commentary on Masechah Shabbos. Gemara says there, famous Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu held the mountain over our heads by Har Sinai, last week's Parsha, and gave us an offer that couldn't refuse. If you accept the Torah, wonderful. If not, I'm dropping this mountain on your head. But if you're medayik in the language of the Gemara, which Rashi quotes in last week's Parsha, Gemara says, Hashem held the mountain over us like a barrel, like a gigas. And the question that Ben Yoyada asks is, why the barrel? What's the message? What's the illustration and the message that, right, every word in the Gemara teaches us something? Why didn't you just say, yell the mountain over us, period? What do you mean, like a barrel? So the said the Ben Yoyada, let me explain. Because there's a famous question, how do you put together Nasa ben Ishma and Kafalei Marka Gigas? Was it voluntary or was it forced? So one of the answers given, the Medrash gives the answer, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. B'nei Yisrael said Nasa ben Ishma, Torah Shebichsav. It's finite, it's defined, fine. Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal, they weren't ready. That's very hard. So, HaKadosh Baruch had to force us regarding Torah Shebaal Peh. Say, it's a package deal. Says the Ben Yoyada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over us like a barrel. What is a barrel? A barrel, you look at a barrel, it's all the outside. You only see the outside. But a barrel obviously has so much inside. The wine is the ikker. The wine, the barrel is just the outside container. But there's so much inside the barrel. That's the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over us like a barrel, telling us, you can't just accept Torah Shebichsav. That's the levush. That's the barrel. That's the outside. That's the pashup shot of treifa. But there's so much inside. There's so much pnimius. There's so much wine. There's so much oil inside. That's the message. You can't just accept the barrel. It's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. He says, Kamo giga sheish lo beis kibul umatilam lasocha yayin asher tachil elef alafim tipos yayin bekirba. billions of drops of wine. The almanas kenatam chayavim lekabel asar shebechsav v'yadua v'hamamim v'drasha shal torah shebal peh shebezeu meivin davar mitoch davar motzi alacha v'der alacha hu ben olam haba. He continues. This is the Ben Yoyada right there in Shabbos Peches. That's exactly the message that the chinuch says right here of treif as an example where there's the lavush, there's an outside of the mitzvah, and then there is what is inside the mitzvah as well. Okay. Let's continue now. So the last line of the paragraph, all these examples of something that goes out of its walls, it has the status of a treifa, if you eat a kezayis of a treifa, you get malchus. This is one of the machalas asuras. Eat a kezayis, you get malchus. Okay, so the shorish, the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. What's the shorish of this mitzvah? So here you already are tipped off by the Torah Shebechsav. Remember, the Torah does not give reasons to most mitzvahs. Only a few of them. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that even those few mitzvahs that were given reasons to, Shlomo HaMelech faulted in that. The reason's not shayach to me. That's why generally the Torah doesn't give reasons. But here the Torah already has an introduction to this Isser. What does the Torah say? I read it. The Anshe Kodesh Tiyunli. Ubasar Basar the Shreifa Lo Sochelu. So the Mefarsh already pick on that introduction. What is that? Be holy. Be holy. Rav Volbi, in his Sefer Mitzvah Shkulos, in the beginning of the sixth paragraph, where he talks about Kedusha, there are at least 15 psukim about that tell us to be holy. Am kadosh l'Hashem alokecha. Many, many times the Torah tells us to be holy. Yisiv Hashem l'am kadosh kasher nishpalach v'chulu v'chulu. Many times. So what is that supposed to teach us here as an introduction to machalos asuras? This is really besides Gid Anasha, which is a separate. It's an example of something asur to eat, but it's its own unique context. But this is the first example of something not kosher. So mishar shei mitzvah zu. What's behind this? Lefi. Shahagluf kilila nefesh ubotase pulasa. Our physical body holds our nefesh, our soul. And ubotase pulasa. That's the ultimate purpose, to have a body inside a soul. Vizulasa lo tashale malacha la'olam. And if we don't have a body, we cannot do the malacha that's incumbent upon us. After a person dies, there's no more mitzvahs that he could do. Vialkein ba betzila v'lo rasa. It's good for us. Hashem wants us to be good to us. Nimsa, what does it come out? The body is what allows our neshama to function in this world. And therefore, skipping a couple of lines, ukemochein biyos beguf shum hefsid mai ze inyin sheitzbata pulas aseichel kviyos hefsid. If our body is not in perfect mint condition, that affects our ruchani status as well. Because then the guf, the receptacle that Hashem gave us to house our neshama, if the receptacle is faulty, right, if somebody is sick, it's much harder to learn. It's much harder to focus on ruchanis. Al-chein, hir-chiktanu mi toraseinu ashlema mi kol davar agorim lo hefsid. That's why the Torah, in the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distances us from anything that might cause hefsid to our bodies. All non-kosher items in the Torah. And if we don't understand how it's harmful to our bodies, or the doctors don't understand, don't wonder about it. Why? This is a great line. Ki harofei haneeman shehiziranu bahen chacham yoter mimcha umehem. Our doctor is greater than any doctor that you'll ever find. Right? My abba is greater than your abba. Our doctor is greater than your doctor. V'kama niskal v'nivhal mishachash v'in shalom v'am nezak o'to'eles ev'mashahisiku. How foolish is a person who thinks, oh, I know it doesn't hurt me. There's nothing unhealthy about this, so I'm going to eat it. Chas v'shalom. V'yeshla, right? And that's what he says. If you look in the Ha'ara here, he quotes a beautiful Abarbanel. The Abarbanel in the Ha'ara in Os Yud, he quotes that a little different. The Chinuch seems to say that kashrus is all about something healthy, physical. And we affect our, you know, even though we don't understand it, it affects our bodies. Says the Abarbanel, what are you talking about? How does the Torah start off this pasuk? V'anshe kodesh tiyumli. This has nothing to do with being bad for our guf. It's bad for our neshama. Not bad for our goof. This is a big discussion in the scholars, whether eating kosher is healthy or not. So that is a separate discussion. But here, the Chinuch seems to say, it's the physical. The Abba Nelson, what are you talking about? He says, Rabim, in the footnote, in Os Yud, Rabim yam aparshim chashvu shu b'fnei b'riyas ha-guf, refuaso, lios machalam rama hei molidim leichas rose, that's what the Ramban says, v'chalila li milahamin kein, chas b'shalom, that this is because of the physical body. No! It's poison for our neshama. Nothing to do with the physical body. How could you say that? But if you, in the footnote, he points out that if you read closely, the Chinuch is saying that the physical body is connected to the spiritual body. So it's really the same thing. Rufus haguf is rufus hanefesh. If we don't take care of our physical body, then we're not going to take care. Our spiritual body is going to be faulty. And that's really what the Rambam says. Right? The Rambam, well-known Rambam in Hilchos Deus. The Rambam says in Perak Gimel, Perak Dalet, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to eat healthy. We have to exercise. We can't do anything dangerous. Right? That's a halacha. It's not just not a bad advice. Right? Smoking isn't just going to kill you. It's against halacha. It's against halacha. Why? Because it's hurtful. It's hurtful. That's what the Rambam says. He says we have to do it. Tzarech adam l'chavein kol masav kulam leides Hashem. And he says, Haman gatzwa api refua im sama libo shei kol gufo ve'rav shleimim chazakim bilvad v'shiyu bo banim osin malachton v'avelam sarcho. He says, you have to gufo shalim chazak shei nafsho yishara. You have to keep your guf chazak so that your nefesh is chazak. It's all connected. So you can have a little bit on the guf, a little bit on the shama, but we believe, even though we don't understand it, that is what kashrus is all about. And that's why many of Mepharshim, that's why the Nitziv and Rav Saratskin, they all say that's why the pasuk starts off with Anshei Kodesh Tihi Yunli. Okay, that's the trefa. V'yishlach aladas, continuing, it's a lot of chinuch here, ki lola tal seinu, lo niska l'sibas aniskan. It wasn't revealed to us all the reasons. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us and what we can handle. Skip a couple of lines. V'yal tiksha alecha v'tomar. And it shouldn't be hard in your mind to say, ma hefzid, you're telling me that, oh, an animal treif is bad for me because you see the animal is in danger. But what if I eat, that animal becomes a treif and the very next second I sheft it? So how long could the animal have gotten this pernicious germ that could affect me? It wasn't a treif until 10 seconds ago. It fell off a roof. Then I shefted it. And it's still treif. Why is it still treif? So the Chinuch says two reasons. Number one, he says that if eventually it's going to kill it, so it must have started now. The germ must be in there. You might not see the results, but it's in there already. So it's still dangerous right now, even if you shuffle right afterwards. Number two, he says, low plug. He says, come on, low plug. You can't, oh, treifa, right beforehand, right after, low plug. Once you say that a treifa is going to be usser, so then we say that it is always usser. Okay, let's continue a little bit. There's a lot to talk about here. Dini HaMitzvah, see how much we can do. Could go on a treifah shnimtzu of Moshe B'Sinai. The treifahs were all of Moshe B'Sinai. Shmona avos. There are eight avos, major categories of treifahs. And then he says in the third line, v'kol echad v'echad me'lo avos, yesh lo kama v'kama toldos. There are toldos. The concept of avos and toldos, you have major categories and minor categories, comes up in various places in halacha. The three famous ones, Daf Beis and Baba Kama, Shabbos, Tumah, Nezikin. Those are the three that are mentioned in Daf Beis and Baba Kama. Avos, Nezikin. Avos and toldos of Shabbos. And avos and toldos of Tumah. Those are the three the Gemara mentions. There are others as well. The Chinuch right here mentions avos and toldos and treifas. There are major categories of treifas and minor. There's a ritva in Maseches Kiddushin, who says, avos and toldos by kinyonim. Sometimes you might have a kinyon like Meshicha, which is a ava kinyon too, Hagba'a, Mesira, others. There are the concept of avos and toldos that exist in various places in Chazal. And here you have it too. Then the Chinuch says something very, if you talk about treifas, you got to talk about this issue. There might be treifas, both directions. There might be treifas on the list in Chazal, which we know an animal can live for 30 years with these treifas. Is it still a treifa? There are some types of treifas that are not on the list, and we know the animal's going to die in a week. So what do you do? Is it a treifa or not? The halacha is, Ein lanu ela masha maru chachamim. See the second to last line of that paragraph? Ein lacha ela masha maru chachamim. Chachamim. Shenamar al pi ha-torah sher yerucha. These 72 or 70 treifas, whatever list you have, you want to say there should be less, there should be more? No. Chazal determined halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and therefore these are the treifas. This is much discussed in the Achronim. It's a beautiful footnote in Reb Dessler. I've quoted this in other contexts as well. It is in Chelek Dalid, page 355. Reb Dessler says, how is it that there is a halacha that sometimes we know that the reason totally doesn't make sense, in quote, according to what we believe today. For example, it goes three examples. One of them is Mayim Shalanu. The Gemara says in Psachim that you have to knead the flour for the matzah with water that was left out overnight. You can't take water from the ocean in the morning. Why? Because, as all know, the Gemara says, water in the ocean is warmer in the morning. Why? Because the sun goes under the ocean and warms it overnight. So in the morning, the ocean is warmer. So you can't use that because there's a chash of chametz. So that's why you have to take water out and leave it overnight and use that chametz. That's what the Gemara, use that water to bake your matzahs with. So ask the Velt. We know that's not true. We know the sun doesn't make go on, the water doesn't cook on the sun in the morning. So maybe you shouldn't have to use Mayim Shalanu. Or the other example he gives is our case. He says, the Gemara says that a chatul, a cat could create a treifa but not a dog. So he quotes, that's not true. We know some cats do, some cats don't. Dogs, yes, no. So what do you do with all these halachas? Or the Gemara says in Shabbos, you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Why? Because they're not parin v'ravin. Because they don't reproduce naturally. Because they thought, at least a certain time in history, there was spontaneous generation, and therefore they were created out of dirt. Like fruit flies, they used to believe, came out of the fruit. But we know that's not true. We know there are parin v'ravin. So does the halacha change based on that? So, Reb Dessler says, for sure, not. The halacha is the halacha. Any reason that we are given or we understand, that's secondary. The halacha is the halacha, that came first, and because there's a halacha, Chazal went backward and tried to figure out reasons. It's not that there's a reason and therefore there's a halacha. Right? As we know, the Beis HaLevi, on Parshas Bo, we discussed this in a Haggadah this year. Why do we have Pesach? Because we had Adam Mitzrayim? No. The Torah existed before the world was created. There is a mitzvah to eat matzah on the 14th of Pesach. Because there's a mitzvah, Hashem orchestrated history that we should go out of Mitzrayim on the 14th, the night of the 14th, the night of the 15th of Pesach. It's just the opposite. The mitzvahs exist independently. And the reasons are afterwards. So that's exactly what the Chinuch says here. Treifas is one of the examples given. Even if we don't think that this should be a treifa or not be a treifa, should be on the list nowadays, it doesn't matter what we think. The halacha is the halacha. Treifa is a treifa. Okay, it's a lot to talk. Okay, what can we do? Let's just skip that towards the end, but then what we have time for, skip towards the end of the chinuch. He goes into a lot of the halachas of treifas here, which most treifas, you don't have to assume they're a treifas. You don't have to check your animal for all 70 treifas every time. There are certain ones that are common, like in the lungs. That's what there's a concept of checking, dikas reya, checking the lungs after a shechita is done. But you don't have to check for every other treifa. Towards the end, he says, second to last paragraph, that if you look in Yechezkel, v'nechbal asar azubin aviyim b'sefer Yechezkel, sefer Yechezkel, he has another pasuk that says not to eat treifa, but it's only by the Kohanim. The Kohanim are told not to eat treifa. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. So Chazal asks, why is there a separate pasuk by Kohanim? Nobody's allowed to eat treifa. So the Gemara there in Menachas, Daf Mem Hei, says, because you might have thought Kohanim have different rules. Because after all, when you shecht a bird carbon, you don't use a knife, you don't do regular shechita, you use your fingernail called malika. And if anybody else eats that who's not a Kohen, it's a treifa. It's as if the animal just died, right? But a kohen's allowed to eat it. So you might have had a hava mina that a kohen has different rules regarding treifa. That's why the pasuk in Yechezkel has to go out of its way and say no, even kohanim cannot eat treifas. That's a huge discussion that the kohen, what in the achronim that the kohen is allowed to eat malika sa'of. The shaila is that a heter to eat nevela or treifa, or does the Torah is telling me that this is not called nevela or treifa in that case? Okay, that's a big discussion. Anyway, but the Torah ends off by saying, if you eat a piece of treifa, one is chayav malchus, and though it appears to be, last paragraph, a lav shebeklalos, a lav that includes many different isurim, we assume that it is not a lav shebeklalos, you're still going to get malchus. He says, go look in the Rambam and the Ramban regarding this mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but we will stop here regarding this issue, and we'll get back to more of the issues in the future. Okay, we'll stop here.